Hit it! Unicorns back in 1986, and we have the pleasure here of having the gentleman on this stage that wrote this song, Mr. Vance Brescia.
I'm back for my- have to get.
Hey, this is good news for Red Bull. That's it. 17 cups of coffee in the last 15 minutes before we go on. I want to go and watch Jason, brother. Keep going. I want to go and watch this from the front.
Oh, no.
You know, we've all been blessed
yes,
to have some great songwriters writing for all of us. I'd like to dedicate my show to the songwriters, people like Neil Diamond and Carole King and Paul Williams, all of the great incredible songs for me. And a couple of guys wrote some of the biggest hits we ever had, including the theme song. Their names were Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart. And they wrote this one, and this is the one that started it all.
Thank you.
Now, this is an opportunity for me to take a moment just to explain to you how honored I am to be here and to be a part of this. I also just got into business. As you all know, I, like you, were... You know, I was an enormous fan, as you were, of Monkees. And... And also, Peter, because when I was five, it was fantastic. Driving around with my grandmother, listening to your latter hits. What we were doing was watching you on the TV, and you decided to have your mum action in the band, which is... Come on. You can't pick up chicks when you've got your mother. You never came on the road with me. Listen, I became very, very good friends with a man that he and I shared a lot of many parallels. Our love for the theater and growing up in the theater. Mickey's former partner, and in the last 5 years of his life, this is David Jones. In the last year, I have been dedicating a song to him because 3 weeks after he passed, Dave and I were going to do our only show last year together, and I now do this, which is one of my favorite songs of Dave's and the Monkees. And Mickey, can we sing it together? Now sit down, Peter, will you?
Thank you.
said, unfortunately, we've run out of time, Ronald. If I'd just known what this place was called this time, I would have been there.
In New York City, immediately describing something that I have no idea what it's like, Bank United Center.
Wait, what used to be called the Westbury Music Fair, didn't it?
Yeah! Thank you for the up!
I don't want to say thank you to the sponsors, though, however, for keeping this magnificent place alive.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
How are you keeping this alive?
You will be, as I'm going to ask you.
No, please.
Dr. Noom, get from... Never mind, I won't go there. Would somebody like to hear us join in with Peter and Sonny? Yeah! Come on, do something good.
Yeah.
today because, yes, we came from England, a couple of us came from England, and, hi, sweetheart, how you doing? I'm glad you're a lunatic, that's really nice.
It's lovely.
Wait, hang on a second, I'm giving that girl a sweetheart.
Wait,
are you a lunatic? Yes, sweetheart, make this one thing, so we can see this. Come on, dear. How sweet is that? What's your name, Larry?
This is Tara, she's a lunatic.
Look, Tara, let me hold this up here. A lunatic? Now wait, how old are you, Tara?
Eight.
Aha.
Well, if you're old enough to know his stuff, I guess you must know mine.
Which one's your dad? That bloke there? Okay, Dad. Wait, can you bring it? My dad took me to see Perry Como. Changed my life. Actually, my mom and dad took me to see the Monkees, and that changed my life completely. Before that, it was just Beatles and Stones and things, but I would say, yeah, we can do a few of those, too. Before I met you, we'll do a Stone song. Okay, let's do it. All right, I'm just going to tell them. I got lost on the way here because my travel agent from England thinks that to get to Westbury, you need to go to Newark.
Ooh.
And I got off the plane in Newark. True, David, I got off the plane in Newark. And I go outside, and there's all these town cars out. And none of them have my name on it. So I got to the first one and I said, excuse me, could you take me to Westbury? And the guy said, there is no such a place in America. I went to the next one. By the way, this is true.
This is all
true. I went to the next one and I looked in the window and he says, you're only naughty, aren't you? Whatever it's called this week. And he said, I know exactly what it is. We take the chimpanzee, cross the horizon, teleport. And when I got here, there was a bridge called the Chimpanzee Bridge. I saw that. My mother is Elton John. And my father is
Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones.
Just a lad. Her name was Skeeter Davis. stupid. Yeah, that's my favorite song by Helen Sillis. As you know, the next song I do is always my favorite Helen Sillis song.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Would you do me a favor?
Yes.
I know the song isn't on the set list, but one of the most fantastic songs I ever heard was Cherish.
Even though, are we cool? I know my band. You guys know it?
We don't know.
We know all your stuff. I'll do my very first solo.
Yeah.
Hope you pop them CD and sing all over the world. And for all of you who are hoping I might turn this on for you.
Thanks, man.
Unbelievably ironic. It really fits me now. And you'll hear what I mean, but this one I absolutely love. It's like getting on sort of a Nehru suit, okay? Woo! Pardon. Okay, here it comes. I want you to hear this scene. But hear how ironic it is now. You know, I'm no different from anybody else. I rise each day, and I end each night. But it gets really lonely when you're by yourself. So now, I gotta know, where is love? And who is love?
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Are you trying to get her out of the house? This thing is, we'll have a conversation about this later. You just knocked your husband's drink over. She doesn't care. Sit back down. No?
I'm not sitting back down.
Okay, now I'll sing this to you. There you go, thank you. Sing it to her all around.
When I woke up this morning, I was dreaming about
the perfume of woman. And have the photo on. Nice, Peter. You just ruined the boots photo. Darling, I have to take that swell.
This morning.